flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast with Sakisa. It's her and her friends, and they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, everyone in between, welcome to a brand new episode of the Wrestle Club UK podcast. Yeah. We are filming on Halloween. And this week, I am joined, obviously, I'm Sakisa, the head of the table. This week, I'm joined by main event Mark Cram.
Hello. Do you like my Halloween costume?
What is it?
I've come as someone pretending to give a shit about you. There we go. Hello.
Wow.
Welcome to the podcast.
On Black History Month is what, the last day? Wow.
By the time this podcast comes out, it will no longer be black. So I can go back to my usual barrage of racism that I throw at you every day.
We have started so strong.
Wow.
Oh my God.
And I am joined by one half of the Fluffy Boys, Mr. Danny Scott.
The white one, and I'm not racist. That's how I'm going to start this episode.
Mark, how are you doing, lads? I'm not talking to Mark.
I would say it's a heel turn, but I have to be like to heel turn heel in the first place.
Yeah, actually, why do we expect anything less? We're very good, thank you, my lovely. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. We had a glorious week of wrestling this week, which we obviously will talk about. I went to Progress with Richard Wright and some of our lovely friends in the wrestling world. Our friend, Mr. Jerry Bakewell was obviously hosting and doing an amazing job.
Saw your little
always.
Selfie of you all there as well. I like seeing that. It was loads of people from the Catch 22 Restival we did as well.
Yes, was there.
A few people from there.
It was interesting, the lineup for the shows, because it seemed like some people had to leave and potentially get a flight. Some people were not there. Session Moff was not there.
It wasn't well. It was in the hospital.
Unfortunately. They performed at OTT the night before and unfortunately got themselves injured. I hope she is resting and is in recovery.
Get well soon, Martina.
Exactly. We would love to see you back, Session Moff, Martina. You're absolutely amazing. The lineup was great. Dorice got screwed over and it was really annoying. Obviously, Black History Month in terms of the championship, which was closing the first section, which is weird. But the headliner match was for the women's championship match, which was a banging match between Rio and the woman. I can't remember who's from Liverpool, but I do apologise. No!
Nearly there.
No.
Did Rio win though?
Rio did win.
Yeah,
it was a street fight match.
Just cut it and we'll say Rio retained her title.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Edit.
Keep it in.
Rio retained her championship. There you go.
That is going to be the worst edit.
That's going to sound natural.
How? Yeah, just randomly. And then we were watching the match and Rio retained her championship. Randomly.
I wasn't at the show, so I can't say.
No, which I think is controversial.
It's not controversial. I had to run my own gig in the evening.
Yeah, but I think it's controversial because of the time.
Had I known what time the show was actually going to, because it finished earlier than it usually does, and I think that's because you said about people getting flights, I think they were keeping the show tighter than normal.
Yeah.
But I wasn't to know that before.
Wait, so did you not go because you had afterwards?
I was running my LGBT comedy show, Laugh Out Proud, at the Bill Murray.
Yeah, we'll censor that, don't worry.
That evening. Yeah. So it was too tight.
Hey, Pride Month this month, bitch.
No, it's minority on minority violence.
Down and the straight white guy in the middle, yes.
Yeah. Well, our very good friend Matt Smith turned up.
Yes, he was on in the middle of my show and didn't have to do any of the prep or planning. Well, this won't go in the podcast. There's no need for any of this. What was your highlight of the Progress show? Give us your big up for it.
Oh, actually, I'm going to say it was Rio retaining her championship in a street fight match. She did some amazing moves. They were both amazing wrestlers.
Yeah, class.
If you get a chance to watch it online, please do. Amazing match. But in general,
I need to go back to Progress. I miss it.
Yeah, so you should. Fun. You should. Yeah.
Next show is on November the 27th or something?
Which features...
Yeah. Oh, okay. I might be around for that. What were you going to say? Vicky Guerrero.
Vikingo.
Vikingo. This lecture is kicking in again. Vikingo versus Cara Noir.
Although we'll flag Vikingo may be injured and Progress have said if you want a refund, you can have it.
Yes.
But he still might make the show. They don't know yet, but he hasn't.
We have fingers crossed because that will be bagging.
That'd be sick.
That would be great if it happened.
Yeah. Well, we have had an interesting week of wrestling. TNA, Bound for Glory, AEW and WWE Crown Jewels coming up. So we might as well kick it in now. Let's talk about TNA, shall we? Woo!
TNA is back, baby.
Oh, I love
TNA is way more watchable than AEW right now.
Yeah,
like, they have storylines I care about. JBL's turning up, hitting stuff.
Isn't, well, obviously they've got this relationship with WWE.
He doesn't work for there anymore,
though. I know, but it's still like,
must be a really like turnover.
He's bought shares in like AAA wrestling as well.
Oh, is he?
Supposedly, yeah.
Well, he's rich, isn't
he? Yeah, well, that's how he got the character. those horn limousines don't pay for themselves.
Well, firstly, we do have to shout out to Rhino and Bob Ryder being inducted in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rhino, obviously, we all know about Rhino. Last ever ECW champion, multiple time, I think, US champion, tag champion, hardcore champion.
Every champion.
Tag champion. Him and Heath Slater, one of my favorite underrated tag team runs of all time.
Kids.
wrestled at the joint most bound for glories with anyone. Anyone care to guess who that record's co-held by with Rhino?
No, go on.
Chris Sabin.
Is it Chris Sabin?
It is Chris Sabin.
Oh, I've got it. Edit.
Well done. It is one half of the WWE tag team champions.
It is Chris indeed. I love them.
I think Bound for Glory in general was a great... let me rephrase this. Some of the matches I didn't care about.
But I think I only didn't care about because I didn't know what was going on. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't watch it weekly properly, so like, I don't know if that's why I didn't care too much. But like, I don't know, because I've really like you said earlier, I think TNA is back to where like I used to love it back in the day.
I think even the matches I wasn't expecting to enjoy as much over-delivered for me. I think the in-ring performances on the night was... I think everyone worked out more or less their best. Even like Moose, who I don't particularly rate, pulled out a good match.
Well, we did kick it off with the X Division Championship match, which, I'm not going to lie, was probably the match of the night for me.
I mean, the issue is you've got to open a show with a match like this because you've got to open a show with a match like this. Yeah. It's the old WCW logic of we throw the cruiserweights out first and that gets the crowd popping, and it does. But then everyone has to follow this. But they, Mike Bailey is incredible. Obviously, the match he had with Ospreay at last year's Bound for Glory was an absolute show stealer. This one again with Vikingo is it. Vikingo has been tearing up with absolutely everyone
Vikingo is amazing.
He's bigger than any company. Doesn't need to sign for anyone. Everyone's going to put Vikingo to go put on a Vikingo match with their biggest high flyer. He had a match with Kenny Omega in AEW, which was incredible. It was so good. The spot where they did the destroyer off the ape, popping off the top of the post was just
ridiculous.
The crazy. But Bailey retains.
Bailey retains.
Shockingly, the man under contract to the company retains the title of the company. Who saw that coming?
And then, I'm not going to go through them all, but I'll tell you what.
But pre-show, though, as well, you had Leon Slater come.
Yeah.
I want a little shout out to Leon Slater, boy. I just love seeing his name pop up.
It's good to see him fail to win a battle royal on behalf of the UK. Well done.
Come on.
And Trent, you both fucked up, guys. But we've seen some British victories in TNA.
I'm loving Trent's, he's not doing the mustache thing, is he?
But no.
He does do this. Ever so slightly, he's like, I can't do it, but I will do this. And I'm like,
now he's really just playing two small violins next to his head.
Let's tune up the babies.
Tune up the tash.
The Monsters Ball match between PCO, which I think is a very weird name in general.
It's very weird.
Carl Ulle.
Yeah, no. PCO. I just always want to say PLC, and I'm like, that's not what he is.
It's incredible when you think about PCO, because he was wrestling as part of the Quebecers in the WWF in 1994 against the Steiner brothers. It is 2024 and he's still wrestling a high profile pay-per-view match.
Fucking spots as well. Like, because he also looks like that. He looks like that old wrestler. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's not like you can sort of...
It's like Undertaker vibes.
Yeah. So like with Sting and stuff, like when he came out, there were moments and matches where you're like, oh, okay, he's definitely old school, but he doesn't look it. But this guy looks like he wrestled in that.
He moves pretty well still.
He does.
And he looks like he'd fuck you up, PC.
And the ending, that moonsault on Matt Cardona.
He was facing Matt Cardona in this Monsters Ball match.
Shout out to Matt Cardona's fucking outfit as well.
I love it, it's so good,
mate. Matt Cardona's a hero.
Cardona, shy of Cody Rhodes. I don't know of anyone who's left the company and raised their stock and come back in the modern era as much as Matt Cardona. I think will eventually end up back in WWE.
He doesn't need to.
He's making a fuck ton of money on the and he's wrestling bang up. He's not signed to anyone. He goes wherever the fuck he wants. He works as many dates as he wants to. It all is like merch stuff online. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure his schedule was just his.
He's one of the smartest guys in wrestling.
But then if you come to WWE, he's now got all those bargaining chips.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, he won't come back as Zack Ryder. He won't do the whole woo, he won't do any of that. Will it pay off as well in WWE?
This is the problem. I feel like it won't pay off.
They'll lose him.
Yeah, I feel like he's just going to get lost in...
Yeah, but what I think they'll do, I feel like the Xavier Woods role, kind of, where you have Xavier gets that instant, that computer game crowd for them. Matt Cardona will do that merch sort of wrestling figure shirt. They'll give him his own show on YouTube and he'll promote that sort of stuff. And I reckon...
But I just don't know. If we bring him back, I want him to win something. Do you know what I mean? I want there to be something like he's back for that.
What he's not doing, he's not wrestling death matches with PCO and WWE.
No, he's not. Well, but that match was one of my highlights, I'm not gonna lie.
Well, it kind of felt like a match that Abyss would be in, or Mick Foley, like even with the thumbtacks in the mouth was ow.
I think a lot of it was kind of weapons
in the face as well, just shoved him in.
I think a lot of it was kind of weapon spot after weapon spot, which if you like deathmatch wrestling is great. I'm not a huge deathmatch guy, but like if you like deathmatch wrestling, it was a really good deathmatch.
Yeah.
But it's not my usual jam, but both guys put in a really good fucking shift. And again,
nothing like grabbing a random black satin bag and going, what's in there? Yeah.
I love that the crowd are always surprised.
Yeah. It's glass again.
When it was the Hell in the Cell, and Drew came out with a bag.
Oh, and
the bracelet bits. That was funny. Yeah. That was good.
It was the old indie spot you used to get on a lot of British shows, especially that they do the Lego spot.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, probably hurts more than the fucking fucked up.
Lego
hurts, doesn't it?
No, there's no way.
We had the Knockouts Championship match. And we do have a new Knockouts champion.
Masha Slamovich.
Yeah.
Isn't it luckily she's called Slamovich and she became a wrestler? Weird.
I know. I will say, like, I really enjoyed Jordynne Grace in this.
Jordynne Grace, Jordynne Grace is arguably the best female wrestler in the world.
Well, she was number one on the list, right?
Yeah.
The top 50 or whatever.
No. And Masha is not far behind. Masha's improvement over the last couple of years. The thing about Masha had at Bound for Glory 2 years ago, which was great. This one was better. Masha has got that much better. Yeah. And also Jordan's physique has gone from good to fucking immense.
Crazy.
Yeah. So it's it was really good. It was really smooth. I've never seen, and I'm including people like China and Aja Kong and people like, consistently hit power moves as well as Jordynne Grace does.
Because it looks like that actually have an effect.
Yeah. It's not like a timid power bomb, or it's all just absolutely driven in every time. Mm. And I think that's for me the best women's match I've seen this year, maybe.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, what was it, Mania this year? No, I'm gonna go with that. I think that's my best women's match.
I'd say that, to be fair.
It was definitely a brand spanking match. Sorry, I had an image of Jordynne Grace doing a crazy move in the ring, and just because
and you just went brands.
Yeah, just spanking. Just having a pause. Brr. But where does she go from here? Obviously, we did see her pop in again in NXT this week. Is that move?
It does make me wonder, like when you get like a champion like Jordynne Grace lose. Well, does make you wonder, like, is she on her way out? Well, or, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
Trinity, a.k.a.
Yeah, and similar with a match later with Hendry as well. It makes you just wonder where their contracts lie and what's going on.
I think, like, I'm right in saying, because I looked this up because I was wondering this very thing, I think she signed a 2-year extension in September last year. So I think she's under contract as TNA until about September next year.
Okay.
Right. So I think until then, you're going to see her making appearances in NXT. She'll probably be in the Rumble again this year.
Yeah.
By the time, like, Netflix is up and running. Yeah.
She's going to be doing a Joe Hendry schedule where she's splitting her time between the two, I think is what's going to be happening.
I believe in Jordynne Grace.
I can't imagine she's not going to WWE.
No.
Eventually they love her, they treat her well when she's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, she's fucking great.
Well, speaking about Joe Hendry, we did have the World Heavyweight Championship match between Nick Nemeth and Joe Hendry.
And we shouldn't have fucking believed in him, because much like all the other British guys on the show, he let us down again.
It's not coming home. It's never coming home.
I think it was pretty apparent he wasn't going to win the title when they put him on third from last. Or was it third from last?
No, second.
Second from last. As soon as he wasn't on last, like, Hendry's not winning the title.
It's not the main event.
Yeah. And also, like, the whole, I'm seeing they're doing a lot of that gorilla position angles now at TNA. I'm like, which is obviously, I love them angles, like WWE when you got them all walking through. I really enjoy it. But they did a little bit of that.
With the walking with Nick Nemeth was hilarious because they were counting him down.
Yeah, I heard it.
And then they were like, no, don't go.
Yeah, it's like,
no, no.
Yeah, yeah. It's like when Joan Henry had that massive speech, we all believe. And then it cut to a weird promo of him in a hoodie. And then whilst they're playing that, he's putting on that like Texas Chainsaw Massacre thing. I was like, you're not doing the gorilla position shots quite like WWE, are you? But they're trying, and I do respect it.
It was
Nick Nemeth, yeah. I'm counting them in. Wait, no.
He was doing the Eminem 2002 era thing, wasn't it? That was he tried. But it was, I think I like that they made effort with the entrances and they tried to do something. Yeah, but like you said, they're not WWE, but WWE have pissed on every promotion production wise since the beginning of time. Mm. I mean, you look at the walkout shows WWE do compared to the attempt.
Yeah, no.
It was never going to hit anywhere there, but fair. But the match didn't have a special guest referee.
Yes, because
who had earlier in the night
won the Royal Battle Royal? Battle Royal.
Yeah, it's like...
I'm about to call it Royal Rumble. Called. Battle Royal.
Something chance. What the fuck?
Yeah. With a massive, very annoyingly sized trophy that you've got to try cash in.
I know.
That's when you really, really respect a briefcase. He's like trying to get it in the ring. I want to cash this big thing in, please. It's like,
I assume they don't do it, because WWE genuinely make the Money in the Bank holder carry that briefcase. Yeah. They have to take it everywhere. Yeah. Whereas I assume, because TNA don't tour in the same way. No. I imagine someone in production just holds on.
I don't think he has to carry that to everything. Oh, it gets that through customs. Like,
it's a bit like Andre the Giant when they had the big statue of Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal trophy, like Baron Corbin, just like.
I think many people could barely. I think one year, I can't remember who, they just pointed to it. They were like, hey. Big Show had it up.
Yeah. Of course, it had to be Big Show in it. Obviously, we did mention it earlier, but JBL was involved in this match as like a mentor. I want to say mentor.
Are they calling him John Layfield? Is that what they're calling him?
At the minute, they're playing the angle that Nick Nemeth doesn't know he's interfering.
Yes.
Because they're using the age-old wrestling logic of, I couldn't possibly watch the show afterwards and know that he did these things. But I think they're going to have to... I mean, I would imagine they're driving at that Nick Nemeth knows exactly what's going on, and like JBL's like bankrolling Nick Nemeth or something like that. You know.
I think there's a couple of takeaways from that. Is number one, the clothesline from hell.
It's banging.
It's banging.
It's so good. But also, the one to... Joe Hendry was weak as ass. Like, he literally like just touched him, and Hendry's like, I'm out cold now, which was fun. That's fine. But I love a clothesline from hell.
What's like, Nick Nemeth's brother got knocked out by a punch.
Yeah, I saw
he's
that.
A pro wrestler.
It was like he was meant to go for the clothesline, but he was too close. So he just went, this. And then the other thing is, JBL looks like he's doing a Jack Daniels ad. Like, he came out, and I was like, is he gonna? I thought he was gonna get out like some like whiskey and be like.
It's almost like his original Layfields. John Layfield gimmick in WWE when he was a bit of a cowboy way before he did the APA and stuff.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I do like it.
I'm into it. Old JBL.
The main event for this pay per view, premium live, what you want to call it, was the three-way Full Metal Mayhem match, which featured ABC, The System, and the Hardy Boys. And we do have brand new tag team champions.
Yes.
With the Hardy Boys. Great spots.
Some really good spots.
Really good spots. I don't know if I really needed the Hardy Boys to win.
I feel like, they put them on last because they needed to send the fans home happy from their WrestleMania, which is not.
Yeah, because imagine if ABC won.
Yeah. Is it like after seeing what I think has been one of the best TNA pay-per-views in a long time? I think it was a great show. Do you want it ending with the Hardys winning the tag titles? It's like, it does feel like that makes you look like a WWE retirement home,
because
you've got Matt Hardy, who looks awful, like just looks terrible, moves terrible. Jeff covers it all with face paint, but moves like a slow motion Jeff Hardy.
They don't have the same momentum as they used to.
They had to leave AEW, and because we were discussing this off camera, they cannot wrestle an AEW style tag team match anymore. No. They can't wrestle at that pace. Mm. So to put them into a tag division in TNA, you're now saying, okay, this division now needs to slow down to their pace, and we're only going to be able to really do gimmick matches with them, because that's where Jeff Hardy is effective. It's where he can jump off a ladder, he can jump through a ladder. Matt's very creative, he'll set up spots. He says a lot of great spots in that match. I guarantee you Matt Hardy is the one that went, okay, we do this, this, and this.
Yeah, that long ladder one.
He is
like, they opened it up.
Great at laying
seeing out. Them trying to get that out as well was fucking hilarious.
But I think it was disappointing to see a pay-per-view with the Hardys as new champions. But I understand 100% why they've
done. I quite liked it. I generally did like to sort of be on the other end of that. Like, I thought it was quite nice. I like, because ultimately for me, it's like, I get that they're not at the speed of the AEW tag teams. But it's nice, for me, it's nostalgic. It's nice to see him win and actually not feel out of place in a tag match. Because it was sad seeing him in AEW. Like, it was. I was like, oh, but they're the Hardy Boys. So it was nice to see him like do it. But they did need two other tag teams to fight for a bit whilst they rested. So it is one of them, isn't it? How long's a run going to be? I don't know.
But should you end your biggest show of the year with what's essentially a nostalgia pop?
Why not? It's TNA. You've got to get the viewers in, mate.
Yeah, fair.
Well, speaking about AEW, obviously TNA Bound for Glory was a great pay-per-view.
Yes.
We're now going to go into our section, section.
Oh, can I shoot?
Go on, you go on.
It's AEW Corner!
Da-da-da-da-da! AEW Corner!
Yeah.
No one gives a fuck.
No one.
Well, I give a fuck.
Well, I give a fuck.
I give a fuck. So right, I'm actually going to do a 1 minute breakdown about AEW.
I'm setting my fucking watch.
Can you do it in the
watch.
Form of a freestyle rap? Do you think you've got that game?
Okay,
that'll make it entertaining.
Okay, ready?
Golden Wonder. No, I'm joking. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Adam Cole is back in the ring and he's running through the House of Black in order to get through to MJF. The women's division is still shit. Orange Cassidy doesn't need a catchphrase still, but he is now going to be facing Jon Moxley for the AEW Championship. Mark Davis has returned back from injury and has proclaimed that he is not happy with some of the actions that have happened. We have got a brand new tag team champion where Private Party have finally obtained the tag team championship, ending the Young Bucks reign with Gin and Juice. The Swerve Strickland has faced Shelton Benjamin in one of the matches of the year, I would argue. However, we have got a brand new return where Bobby Lashley has come and joined AEW. And as someone has mentioned on AEW, they're back in business.
That was 59 seconds.
She's rehearsed that.
That was class.
I did it actually because they're all in the wrong order.
No, really? That was impressive. That was 59 seconds. I'm so glad.
I'm proud of myself. Well,
that was fucking sick. Give it up to the head of the table. That's why she's here.
Are we going to talk about it at all? Or you
fuck it, mate. Move on. Right, anyway, WWE.
What do you want to know?
I want to hit a little bit of Hurt Business. My main thing is, what? Because they're not going to be able to call them the Hurt Business.
The business.
What do you think they're going to call them?
The business.
The big business boys. The business factory.
Well, we talked about
shout
this.
Shout out Vincent Adultman.
The wolf of Business Street.
We had talked about this briefly, that how I think Richard was kind of like, he didn't think Bobby Lee was going to turn up until maybe a couple months later.
Yeah, well, give Shelton Benjamin some like momentum or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I saw it. I saw it on Instagram.
I think the issue I have currently with AEW is this whole Jon Moxley and Blackpool Combat Club. I don't know if they're still calling themselves that. I don't think they are.
Let's just call them the lads.
The lads and women. Lads.
She's a lad, mate.
One of the lads. One of the boys.
Lad is not a gendered term for me.
Just seem to have become like this weird cult. And also, I don't understand what Jon Moxley's talking about. If someone can explain what the fuck Jon Moxley is talking about, please let me know.
He's an angry man.
Yeah.
But can you speak in right sentences?
Why? Give me an example.
I can't do an example. He's just talking falafel.
Well, if he doesn't talk, then Pac has to talk and no one can understand a Geordie accent in America, so they're fucked.
Maybe he's doing it for, like, you know, the dyslexics.
We're going to have Claudio.
If he talks mental, maybe you'll piece it together.
Claudio turns out has boring robot promos on everyone.
Yeah?
I'm good at wrestling. Yes, Jamil. Fuck off.
Well, that was AEW Corner.
Yeah, well done.
Apparently we did give a fuck.
Yeah, one person on the table gave a fuck.
Yeah.
Nice. That was a good section. That was a good segment.
We should definitely make that a regular thing.
I think we found a reel.
Well, we do have Crown Jewel coming up this Saturday in Saudi Arabia. And the card currently looking quite interesting, to be fair. We have got obviously the two Crown Jewel Championship matches. One with Gunther versus Cody Rhodes, and the other with Liv Morgan versus Nia Jax.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you feel about these two matches?
First of all, my favourite thing about the build up to these matches has been the egregiously garish belts that they've been putting out on TV.
The bling belts
put on, and also
seeing it in like cases.
The fact that they have the people bring them out wearing white gloves like they're snooker fucking referees.
Yeah. That's not touching with the
also,
hands.
Like, they never fucking touch it anyway. So they're just standing, everyone's standing with white gloves and no one touches the ugly fucking belt. Well, the thing is, what we know what's grappling is, and I quite like what they've done because they've given, without having to give the Saudi shows any real plot line, they've made a big thing. It's like, oh, it's for this big title. So everyone in the sentence is going to be like, oh, yeah, it's for this big title. What will happen is they'll do it. That title will never be mentioned again until the next time they want to do it, next year maybe. And it's a complete waste of time. Gunther's almost definitely going to win because Cody's going to get screwed over by Owens or Orton or someone. In there.
Yeah.
And Gunther wins. And that's it. And what's the use?
Liv Morgan versus Nia.
I couldn't give less of a fuck about that match. That is two champions I do not care about. Liv Morgan's title, I know you love Liv. Liv Morgan's title reign is completely secondary to the plot line she's involved in. And Nia is just bad.
I'm looking at Danny's face.
I agree with your second part, Mark. Nia is bad, but Liv is a badass. Liv is always on top and she's a fucking killer. Her title reign, granted, who's fighting for it? No one really knows. Rhea's dead now. But
that's a problem now. Isn't
it? That's kind of a problem. That's kind of her main thing at the moment. But I understand what you're saying. I don't have much argument against it, but Liv is amazing and I love her. So leave her alone.
We all know you want her on top.
Yeah.
Hey, no comment.
You know what, Danny, you've swayed me. I will await the inevitable 5-star classic that Nia Jax versus Liv Morgan's going to be.
Watch Nia Jax do a 450 splash.
Well, I think we all kind of assumed that Rhea was going to get involved in the match in some way, or even Tiffy was going to get involved in the match in some way. But obviously, we've heard this week that Rhea Ripley is injured.
So that's got to change things.
That's got to change
things. I don't know what you do with that title match now.
I think Liv is probably going to win.
I think
she will. Liv. She has to for the momentum of Judgment Day because Nia Jax. Maybe Tiffy.
I think Tiffy cash in the match doesn't finish.
Do you think she cashes in at Saudi?
Well, because they've just started. They've been laying the last few weeks. They've been doing it. They, you know, with Chelsea Green, not Chelsea Green, with Candice LeRae replacing her in a couple of matches, and it's been sort of Nia likes Candice more than she likes Tiffy now.
I'll be honest, if Tiffy cashes in, I'd care more about that title. Do you know what I mean? Because then at least that's a feud I wouldn't mind seeing, like Tiffy and Nia and all that.
Oh, you know what?
Like, I wouldn't mind seeing that. But I just hope Liv gets a win first and it's kind of like one of those like Judgment Day. But maybe Raquel Rodriguez gets involved and does like a sort of Andre the Giant slam on Nia and it's a bit of a thing because Raquel's massive. He's got a big back. And
also, they can't
do
the cash in during the match because they've got to give out this stupid fucking belt, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. There'll probably be some ceremony thing.
Yeah, so I think it probably won't be a cash in. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe a count out, though. Raquel like throws her for a table, throws a table on Nia, covers her, kind of thing, and then Liv's in the middle just going like, hey, and then she gets it, big thing, leaves. All of a sudden you hear Tiffy's music to help her, sees her. Maybe that's kind of, I wouldn't mind
seeing
that.
That's the problem with these matches, because you can't really do a clean finish without fucking over one of the champions. So you have to have both the matches ended, interference or count outs, or no one's taking a 1-2-3, like clean off somebody else. So it kind of gets rid of the intrigue.
I would like to see a Cody Gunther clean match.
I think I would love to see it.
I think they can have a belter, by the way. Cody Gunther will be a belter of a match, because Cody fighting underneath Gunther is going to be fucking fun.
Yeah.
But Nia and Liv will also happen.
Well, it's going to be very...
You are right. It will happen, but also we'll see Liv's entrance. So.
Well, I was just about to say...
You love Liv's entrance.
Well, I don't think you're going to get the same entrance as you would normally have, because don't forget we're in Saudi Arabia. This is the first time a Saudi show has had so many women on the card who are all going to be covered up.
Oh, yeah, because Nia's going to wear that weird bodysuit.
We all have to wear weird bodysuits,
don't
they?
Nia always wears the weird bodysuit,
well, there's the Fatal 4-Way Women's Tag Team Championship match with Jade and Bianca, Damage Control, Metaphor, Chelsea Green, and Piper Niven.
So we take a minute to think of Jade Cargill's wrestling ring gear. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
She's going to wear a jumper and a hat. She's going to look so silly. She's going to look like she's getting on an aeroplane in her comfies. She's going to match matching Adidas trackie, just like...
There are 8 women on the card. and they're all going to get covered up.
Well, I assume this is going to break down into a really good spot first, where Bianca will do some impressive stuff. Both the damage control girls will do some impressive stuff.
Yeah,
the NXT girls. What's the NXT tag team girl?
Metaphor.
They're going to bust out some good stuff. I think it's going to be
A good match.
I think it's going to be a fun match. I think Piper Niven, obviously, great spots, and Chelsea will be crushed by everyone.
I would love if they won.
Oh, I desperately want Chelsea Green to be champion.
Are we doing predictions for this? Because considering this episode goes out on Friday.
Yeah.
So what were
you? Oh, let's go from the top then.
So you went Gunther, Cody Rhodes.
I'm going to have Gunther win by interference.
I'm going to go Gunther as well.
Liv Morgan, Nia Jax.
Liv by some sort of interference, yeah.
Fatal four-way.
I'm going Chelsea and Piper, which is I want it bad.
I do want that, but I reckon they're going to go Bianca Jade.
I think it's Bianca Jade.
Who are you going for the other two?
I'm going with Gunther and Liv Morgan.
Fair, okay.
But I do think it's Bianca and Jade.
I think it's a way of getting the belts off Bianca and Jade without pinning them.
Yeah, but they've done that before. That's how they lost the belts the first time.
Yeah, why do they keep giving it back to them? I don't understand why.
Because they're panicking.
Let them move off this now.
Like they only lose it outside of America. That's what it seems to me. But I really would love if Chelsea Green and Piper Niven won.
Chelsea Green deserves something.
Chelsea Green.
Should have won Money in the Bank earlier in the year.
Seth Rollins versus Bronson Reed.
Seth wins.
Bronson.
You're going Bronson.
I'm going Bronson.
There's no way Seth in his first match back from injury is getting beat by Bronson Reed. They've said that Bronson Reed is an absolute monster. Seth will overcome him, win the match, send the crowd, you know, wild.
Bronson. I'm going with Bronson. I think they're building him up with momentum.
But Seth Rollins, you're going to put him into a feud with CM Punk.
Yeah, but
he's not going to lose to Bronson Reed. Unless Punk costs him the match with Bronson Reed.
I reckon Bronson wins.
Also, because Punk's not going to Seth.
Seth did that promo on Raw saying that he's like awoken this demon and he likes it. So if he loses, that's just going to make him even worse. And then I reckon that's his sort of plot. It's like Seth's next character. You know what I mean? Like, he loves a gimmick, Seth. This could be his next thing. I reckon he loses. Yeah, I reckon you're right.
While we're touching on this, can we also focus on the absolutely brilliant bin throw to the head from Bronson to Seth?
Unbelievable.
Just does not the sound it made.
Fucking hell. Not just that, Seth's jacket taken off with the same jacket underneath. That class. Glass. He was like walking out of ticket. Oh, I went, there's another one.
I go up and down with the ridiculousness of Seth Rollins, but I popped hard for the taking of the jacket. If he had just done it, if
Vigo Venstal, mate, he was like, what? Honestly,
I want to see him hit that, like, get to a stage where he's doing three or four. Yeah, and like, just like the crowd would get so fucking, well, it won Britain's Got Talent. Show you it worked.
He should do it in London, mate. Yeah. Fucking glass. Vigo comes up, brings him out. That'd be
A Vigo Venn Seth Rollins spot at the next show in England would be the best
sign
thing.
Out.
I don't know if the WWE in any way aware of Vigo Venn.
Please.
But please make this happen.
Don't tag them both in.
Yeah.
Vigo
Venn.
I was watching one of the Euro finals with Vigo. He doesn't mind wrestling, as far as I'm aware. He was talking about the podcast, so I'm pretty sure he'd be up for it. We just need Seb to get a high vis on, and we are fucking
the pop
set
at Wembley Arena. If
one more time!
You know what? We have just come up with what I think might be one of the best things ever in wrestling, and it will just never happen. There is no way. All right, if you're Progress or someone or a UK at K company that wants to try
Vigo
and run, get Vigo in. I think
get Vigo in get ASAP. Vigo, in. Yeah. Vigo, you're welcome, man.
Any UK companies, this would be funny. I think it would be fun.
That'd be so
We've got
good.
The triple threat US United States Championship match with LA
care
Knight,
less.
Andrade, and Carmelo Hayes.
Don't care.
LA Knight's a funny sort of baby face, isn't he? Because he's LA Knight is a funny thought.
Yeah.
Because you're going into a Game 7 series thing between Andrade and Carmelo Hayes, which the crowd have been really into. The match is built. Everyone's really enjoying the match. And then he fucks it.
And just says, I'm the main one.
And also,
I'm
the
real
crowd
winner.
Booed when he did it. Yeah. It's like, unless they're turning LA Knight heel, which doesn't feel like they're doing. And he's not got that vibe of like The Rock in the late 90s where he'd do dickhead things like that.
Yeah.
But he was The Rock. He was a dick to everyone.
Yeah.
LA Knight's supposed to be like a proper babyface. He just has catchphrases. And he just shat on. It made the entire thing pointless. They might as well just gone to a freeway anyway.
Yeah.
Did he wear his title for the whole time?
Yeah, he did. He wore the title for the whole time.
I mean, to be fair, that was good.
I quite like that.
What
I just
saying?
Don't care about
him. I mean, LA Knight's going to retain. It'll be a good match. Carmelo and Andrade have shown they can do some amazing stuff. When he's lying on the out, when LA Knight's on the outside, they'll fucking put on a clinic. And when he's in there, it will slow down for him. He's not that he's bad. He's just not going to fucking work to the way they do.
I just don't care about the characters.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm not going to ever slate off Andrade and stuff, like, actual in-ring.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant. But I just don't care. Yeah. They can't promo. They can't do it. Like, Kamala Hayes is boring. Like, LA Knight's a bit of fun. I miss Logan Paul. That's what I'm saying. I miss Logan Paul.
Yeah. Well, who are you saying?
LA Knight, but I don't care. I could
very,
not care.
Very similar. LA Knight's going to win. Like, and I fear for what they're doing with Melo and Andrade. I always wanted to pivot and make Andrade and Melo a tag team now.
No.
They'll wrestle the Motor City Machine Guns and that'll be fun.
That would be such a good match. I wouldn't actually mind that.
Yeah.
Penultimate. It's not. This is obviously not the order, but I'm just doing it for myself. Yeah, yeah. Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens.
I can't wait.
This is going to be.
I'm really annoyed. I will say I'm really annoyed because I never got to get my RKO t-shirt.
Which one? Which one?
You know the RKO.
Is it off store now? I know. I could probably still order
it on Vinted or something.
I know, but there's no point me wearing it because you know when they came down the ramp in WrestleMania.
Yeah. Oh, and mate,
I'm gonna miss it.
I'm gonna miss that. I'm gonna stand by. I love Kevin Owens so much, and I'm loving this angle of just him going, "Fuck everyone else." Like everyone's, how are they not seeing what I'm seeing? And I'm there going, "Yeah, I feel the same. Why is Cody doing this?" Like he's turning that heel against loads of people.
Also, but
actually,
he's got
a really valid point. I'm on Kevin Owens.
He's not wrong, and this is where the best heel angles come from, is when what they're saying has some truth to it.
Yeah,
like, he's not just being irrational.
Because
like,
I think Cody's boring.
I feel
and
like
he's joining. He was like, "Why did you do that?" And
then, I feel like they kind of went Drew-y with it.
Yeah,
a tiny bit,
which was the same thing. Yeah. Like Drew had valid points.
Yeah, valid points. That Punk left, slated the company, and he's been there the whole time. It's a very, again, like, that's, but I was on Team Drew that whole time.
I'm enjoying what they've set up with Triple H, like, laying up, this is not the same Kevin Owens I've seen before. I'm protecting you from him. This is not a guy who's fighting for business anymore. This is not the prize fighter. This is a guy who's pissed off, and he's angry, and he's not right now.
Yeah.
And I think, going to my prediction, I think Randy Orton wins the match by DQ. I think Kevin Owens goes too far, like, smacks up Randy with a chair, goes completely off his mind.
You're throwing a curveball there.
I was gonna go with Kevin Owens, but now you're throwing a curveball.
It's either Owens to win, or but Owens will come out looking strong.
He's got to.
Been off telly. He's doing weird menacing promos.
He doesn't need to win the match to do that. He can. You get more of that. First of all, I feel like they're gonna pivot Orton into a title match at some point. So you need to keep him relatively strong. But if Owens just smashes him up with a chair, then Owens looks strong, even though he loses. There's a match. Owens doesn't care about beating Randy Orton.
Or winning.
Winning. It's not, he's just fucking violent, right?
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit. Oh, that's a really good point. I don't know now. That's actually throwing me
off. Randy will hit him clean with an RKO and win 1-2-3.
No, if he does that, I'll be so pissed.
And then Kevin Owens will be going to AEW.
Saudi love Orton, didn't they?
They do. He'll get a pop.
He'll get a massive pop.
Well, everyone loves Randy Orton gets big pops everywhere now.
I mean, the bookers and stuff like that.
But I think Kevin Owens will come out of it looking strong. But I think he loses the match by DQ.
Oh, you've really fucked me
up. I'm still going with Kevin Owens winning.
Oh, I don't know now. I'm 50-50. I'm gonna go with Owens.
Okay.
I'm going with Owens. I see him doing like a pop up powerbomb on the apron, then pick him up again, do it again and again and again.
That could be the DQ. He won't stop.
Yeah.
Gets counted out. Both counted out or something. But
that could be a result as well. Something like that. But yeah.
And what I'm going to assume, which is the main event, which I'm going to assume it will be Roman. This is how they've plugged it, by the way. This is how they build it. Roman Reigns and the Usos versus the Bloodline.
Wow. Well, they are the Bloodline.
No. It should be Roman Reigns.
The original Bloodline, and then you got
the Bloodline.
It should
be the original Bloodline.
It's the Bloodline.
Versus the Bloodline.
Versus Bloodline 2.0.
Jay has yet to formally say he's back with them, though. He might do this, but he's not part of them.
When
this episode comes out, right?
But yeah, by the time this episode's come out, because they have pre-recorded SmackDown, and there has been some spoilers, and I've
avoided this so far.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Is that the spoiler I saw?
It's probably the spoiler.
I thought the spoiler I saw was
cover your ears.
After last week's SmackDown when it went off air.
No.
Is there something else?
There's something else.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Then
so I've only seen the spoiler, and I'm just going to say,
Mark, just look that way for me.
Just talk about it. I'm not that fast.
Wait, I saw a spoiler, but this was last week. Last week when they all did this in the ring.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's Jay.
But that was last week.
That was after last week. That's when Jimmy and Jay hugged.
That's when Jimmy and Jay hugged last week.
Yeah, and then I thought Roman came down after it went off air and they all
They recorded another episode of SmackDown.
Straight away.
Because they're all in Saudi now. We had to go Saudi.
So they're back together doing all the ones now. Okay, cool.
Well, I'm pretty sure obviously Jay's his motivation is good. I'm glad there's that. Obviously, we had the spot that we need to talk about with Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn, I was about to get into this. Sami Zayn.
With Solo.
Is apparently going to be at Saudi Arabia.
Oh, by the way, they fucking love Sami Zayn in Saudi Arabia.
But did you see the spot on Raw?
With him talking to Solo.
I didn't see him talking to Solo, I saw him talking to Jimmy and Jay.
Jimmy and Jay were basically like back and forth all night. Like Jay was like, yeah, right, we'll do it, but we're going to do it as Jay and Jimmy. We ain't the ones. Roman needs to know that, blah, blah, blah. I'll talk to him on SmackDown throughout the night. Then Sami wants to talk to Jay. They have a back and forth going, what are you doing? They've mugged you off. Roman has done all this to you. How can you forget that? Then Jay speaks to Jimmy and he goes, look, he's got a point. He was there when you weren't, when you turned your back on me. So Jamie went, I'll talk to Sami. Right at the end of the night, you see Jimmy walking out to the parking lot and Jay goes, have you spoke to Sami? He goes, shush, look. And you can see like it's a beautiful shot. A stunning shot. Through a gate, blurry, gets in focus. You've got Solo leaning out of a car and Sammy's talking to him.
Well, we got.
I was like, movie.
Solo hasn't screwed Sami over as much as Jimmy and Jay have.
No, this is the point.
But there's no way Sami Zayn's not going to be a face in this angle.
But why is he talking?
Just creates a little bit of doubt, doesn't it?
But then, I don't know.
Or maybe he's asking Solo to leave Jay out of it. Exactly. Maybe he's asking him to leave Jay, because Sami's a good friend to Jay. Yeah.
But then this is going to be the angle, isn't it? Sami's going to come out.
Oh, you've got to cause...
Where does he stand?
So I'll tell you what.
He's got two against Sir Apron.
They've got four free. Haven't they? So what you guys, you've got the Tongans... And Solo and Jacob.
Yeah.
Just so Jacob, the good Tongan.
the shit Tongan.
Tongaloa, you suck. Tongaloa won't be in the match, but will be there to botch whatever the fuck they ask him to do.
Oh, probably like a body splash.
Yeah. he'll miss the floor.
Just slips.
Somehow goes horizontal and keeps going. He's awful.
Goes for a body splash and hits a spear.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, this
accidentally
is
accidentally wins the world title somehow.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, shit, Lee.
This is the match I've been waiting for. I just didn't want it at Crown Jewel.
Oh, but this is not the match you've been waiting for.
No.
This is going to end in chaos.
No, but I didn't want two of them. I wanted one of them.
Oh, yeah, but you're getting the one at War Games.
I know I'm getting the one at War Games, but I just wanted the War Games one.
This match will be like an inconclusive finish because the Tongans will all get involved and everyone will have a fight and then hopefully you get the Sami running at the end.
What they should have done.
Do we get an Owens running as well?
No, what they should have done.
Owens is running in on the
Can I just say what they should have done at Crown Jewel? What they should have done is simply Solo.
Versus Reigns.
Yeah. That's what they should have done.
No, I wouldn't even done that. I would have done like, if you'd have to give out a whole angle, I'd have done like, just like Jay versus Solo.
Yeah.
I'd have just gone with that.
Having a bit of a Roman trying to help. Yeah. Going, I don't need you, Us. I don't need you. I mean, that would have been cool.
By the way, what you don't give away, Reigns Jacob, because
that's the match.
A mania match, mate. Mm.
That's the match.
They were like eyeballing.
Yeah. Oh, who's winning? OTB.
I think thrown out, no finish, no contest.
No contest.
Maybe technically Cody's team wins on. Not
totally.
Yeah. He just feels like he should be an angle, doesn't he? I feel like Roman's team wins on DQ, but it's going to be. I think there's going to be so many DQ finishes on this show.
I don't think so. I think it's Bloodline 2.0.
For the baddies win.
Are we getting the Rock? Are we getting at the Rock? Is his music going to hit?
He's not going to come out, but is his music going to hit?
Is something like that, and then we get a spike. I don't know.
I think The Rock they need would to be smart enough as a Hollywood actor to not appear on a Saudi Arabia show.
No, but just his music, I mean. Like, there's got to be, because you can't do nothing with him after what he did, like, turning up, because otherwise it just feels so weird that we haven't seen him since that. Doing all this bollocks.
I know.
Like, we haven't seen it. It's like, I feel like there needs to be some kind of outweighing fiction. I think I'm going to go for the new Bloodline.
Well done. Mm.
Because I think storyline wise, then you've got Roman and the Usos going, we need more help.
I've got old Bloodline by DQ.
Yeah. I think it's probably one of the strongest stacked Crown Jewel pay-per-views
I actually care about this one.
But I think it's weird.
Goldberg's not there, so I'm happy.
It's not as much TV build, I think, as some of the others.
It feels quick, doesn't it? It feels very quick.
Yeah.
Mm. Like Jay's turned around in 2 weeks.
It feels like it's halfway through the Bloodline angles. They're not even finished recruiting yet.
Well, this is my other point. You didn't need to have them at Crown Jewel. You could have built up this whole story, especially with Jay, up until
Survivor Series, we would have cared.
Yeah, Survivor Series is still like 4 weeks. Yeah, exactly. They got
time. We could have put in any other match in that situation.
Because now it's just going to be them back and forth from Raw and SmackDown, isn't it? Yeah. So it's just like so annoying.
Yeah. I think they could have done.
You're right. I think they have gone too quick.
It's done too quick.
Because like I said, they literally it was like it was all happening. They realised they had Jimmy and Roman. They saw they were outnumbered. And they went fuck. Let Jay lose his title and just chuck him in there.
It just feels a bit like that.
Feels like they could have delayed. The thing is, they could have done the Jay losing the IC title later. At Saudi.
Yeah, so they could have had him and Bron there.
That would have made more sense at Saudi for them to then build up another 2 weeks of him being like, I don't need you. Why are you still here?
Yeah.
For them to then forgive everyone.
I wanted to, because Jay's such a good performer.
Yeah.
His stories are, I don't need you, Roos. Like, so good.
Also, pops in the crowd right now. Jay's the most over fucking guy in that company right now.
Yeah, he is.
Like, he's getting huge pops
in
the crowd.
You see his promo with Jimmy, and he turns around and goes, you already know Yeet. I'm the Yeet. Watch this. And he goes, Yeet. And everyone like, within seconds, like, Yeet. Like, it's so good. He's so over.
Well, we'll see what happens at Crown Jewel this Saturday. I will be watching one. So get ready for a burlesque show. But to end the podcast, I'm going to give you some news, just some up-to-date news.
Oh my God, I've done this in ages.
Twix got some news.
Are we going like fake or non-fake?
No, no, we're just going
to... Bin or no bin or whatever that bollocks was we were doing.
Yeah, because you lot hated it, so we're not doing it.
No, it's just head or no head or whatever.
No, we're just going to tell you just some news.
Oh, okay.
Finn Balor and JD won at the OTT Wrestling 10th Anniversary Show this week.
Well done.
They reappeared in Ireland and won.
I'm surprised that JD was allowed back in Ireland.
Rhea Ripley and Zelina have done a very interesting cosplay photo shoot for Death Note. Yeah, get your phones out right now.
Sorry, one second.
Who was in that? Sorry, Rhea Ripley?
Rhea Ripley and Zelina.
Zelina Vega.
Yeah, because both have got mutual husbands.
Really? They got mutual husbands.
Oh, you know, their husbands are in House of Black.
For what magazine?
Look on their Instagram. Femi is rumoured to be called up to WWE.
I'm not doing that. I'm just checking my notes.
Oba Femi is an absolute monster and should be killing everybody for a while.
Liv Morgan has signed a brand new 5-year contract.
There you go. 5 more years of Liv, Danny.
I know. I saw that earlier and I was very happy. Yeah. That put a spring in my step today.
And last but not least, Vince McMahon is planning to launch a new entertainment company.
Oh, fuck off. What is it? Touching Women.
Is going to... financially back, level up, and produce TV and film productions.
Vince McMahon has failed at every enterprise he's ever attempted other than pro wrestling.
I was just like, he's going to be in this, Hulk Hogan.
I really want to see Hulk Hogan starring in a movie where him and Vince go around just being a bit racist and sexist.
Again. We'll see if that the rumours are true. Danny's is having a little wank on the side.
No, I'm not, man. I'm just researching the notes for our next episode.
Sure.
But also, side note, Death Note. Wow.
Yeah, that's what I said. All I said was Rhea and Zelina, and you went, where? What?
Yeah, so I had to. You were doing the news, and I saw Mark on his phone. We're so professional.
Anyway.
Had to check, because otherwise I didn't know the news, guys.
We are now going to end the podcast. I hope you have a brand new week. Before we do, I wanted to give out one last shout out to the Ministry of Wrestling. Thank you for your very lovely review of Eve, which I hosted a few weeks ago.
You got a little nice review.
I got a lovely review.
What did you say about personally?
They just mentioned me in a review.
Was it good?
Yeah. What did they say? Sakisa's
funny. Smash.
You're funny.
I'm funny.
Just saying.
That's good,
isn't it? Sakisa was funny. Next up.
That's true, though. You are funny.
You are funny. I mean, you should be a comedian. Yeah. You should try one of your silly skits one day.
What? Say what?
You know, you should. Have you ever tried getting on Live at Your Mark?
Fuck off.
When you say it to her, it's funny. To us, we just get that from members of the public.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we'd really like to be on Live at Your Mark. It doesn't work like that.
It was sort of a double layered joke tonight. It's funny to her, but to us, that's generally what we hear every day. Have you ever tried just getting on? Are you an actor? Should you try to get on EastEnders? Oh, yeah, I'll just call them. Fuck off. Sorry. That was really deep.
We should start going up to wrestlers and go, try being on WrestleMania, mate. I think that would really get you getting deep.
You know what you should do? WWE. Yeah. Have you heard of that?
The one on the telly. You've done the one on the telly. You can't say
that to certain British wrestlers because that's a sore subject with WWE UK.
I must because apparently that's what you do.
Yeah. Acceptable things to say to people, these. Yeah,
none of them.
Hey, have you ever tried being more successful than you are?
You see your colleagues who are really successful. Try being like them.
Would you? Isn't it hurt you to do a podcast with someone that's done TV shows that you'd really like to do? No, doesn't at all. I'm fine.
Wrestle Club Podcast.
It's not my fault.
I am thankful for all your fault. Grateful for well done for all your success.
And thanks for letting us be on this podcast.
Thank you for
by proxy. No, you probably might be watching.
Thank you for letting us share your audience.
Share your audience.
What, the wrestling audience?
Yeah, nerds. Why are the nerds writing to live at Apollo and getting us on?
45 minutes and now you're calling them nerds and virgins. It was going to happen.
I didn't say virgins.
You were going to. That was the next words out of your mouth, Mr. Mark.
It was implied.
Well, I'm sure those nerds are following me in OnlyFans now, so thank you very much.
Oh yeah, you're an OnlyFans
now,
aren't you?
OnlyFans now?
Yeah, for comedy.
No, don't say that. You're going to get the money. Yeah, she's true. On OnlyFans now.
There might be things on there.
Hey. Videos are on her OnlyFans, guys. Yeah. What videos? You have to pay to find out.
You do, actually.
I've also got OnlyFans.
Do you?
It's called Only Crams. It's a different...
And I've got one called Only Dans. Yeah. Signed to us.
We've got the stamp.
This is why we're not allowed to be Apollo.
Yeah. Well, this has been another episode of the brand... This has been another episode of the Wrestle Club UK podcast. Looking forward to see what happened at Crown Jewel, moving into Survivor Series. And I will be continuing to watch TNA this week. And I will be the only one that watches AEW this week.
Yeah, you will.
But as always, thank you very much for listening. Please do like and subscribe. Tell your friends about the podcast. I've been joined this week by Danny Scott.
Yo, follow my OnlyFans. Love you.
And Mark Cram.
I don't have an OnlyFans. Follow Twix's OnlyFans.
Oh yeah, follow Twix's OnlyFans.
No, he should get an OnlyFans where he can cram you. Okay.
So ended.
Wrestle Club podcast.
Where he can Bye. Cram you.
I mean, accurate to be fair.
A flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast. Whistle Kisa. It's her and her friends. And they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling. Woo!